This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. No upgrade possible. Steve Jobs is gone, leaving a world that barely resembles the way he found it 56 years ago. A remembrance of the man, a reminder of what he changed, and an acknowledgement that his shoes can never be filled. On Thursday, October 6th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
A very sad day. Good morning,
John. Yes, it is indeed. A look at the Steve Jobs legacy from a variety of angles this morning, including the point of view of you.
This is Natasha from Miami, Florida. From the Macintosh, I began to learn how to use computers on in first grade to the iPhone 4, Jobs' innovations had a tremendous technological and social impact on my generation.
We want to hear from the generation whose lives were transformed by the Apple and PC revolution for good or ill. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Also on the program, a look at Wall Street protests from outside Wall Street and the war in Afghanistan 10 years on.
But first, at the top of the news is the death of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs. A single bagpipe played outside Apple's Silicon Valley headquarters last night as the world learned of the passing of Steve Jobs. He died of complications from pancreatic cancer after long and public struggle with the disease at the age of 56. Along with his high school friend Steve Wozniak, Jobs started Apple in 1976 in a suburban California garage. The company helped usher in the era of personal computers, of course, and then led a cultural transformation in the way of we listen to music, watch movies, and communicate, all those things that we experience now. Here's Jobs explaining his vision during a 1997 interview.
We are fundamentally changing the way we do business without losing sight of why we do business. And that is to make the best tools in the world for people who think creatively.
We'll remember the legacy left behind by Steve Jobs all morning long.
Turning from sadness to anger now.
We are the 99%! We are the 99%!
The sound once again of the Occupy Wall Street protesters. Labor unions lent their muscle to the growing protests on Wall Street. Thousands marched in Lower Manhattan yesterday. Similar rallies continued to build in size across the country. The protesters have varied causes, but have spoken largely about unemployment and economic inequality. This woman in Washington, D.C. explains why she came out.
Sick and tired of being unemployed. For 3 years, I've been looking for a job, and all I get is, we'll call you. I've heard that so much that I'm beginning to believe that's my middle name.
Protest leaders say organized labor could join them, but would not be in charge of the movement.
For many months, the question was, will she or won't she?
Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you want to change your mind?
Sarah Palin has changed her mind if she...
He did not write that for Sarah Palin.
No,
Bob
he did
Dylan.
Not. Yeah. No, but Sarah Palin says she... That's our takeaway theme song for
that's
Sarah
right.
Palin.
That's exactly
And
right.
She has said she will not run for president.
Not being a candidate, really, you're unshackled and you're allowed to be even more active. And I look forward to helping coordinate the strategies that will assist in replacing our president.
It sounds like she's arguing you have more power if you're not the leader of the free world. The announcement not surprising, her popularity had plummeted in polls recently. Another reason could be the time is running out, actually. Nevada Republicans moved their presidential caucuses up a month to January 14th.
A new way to fund President Obama's $447 billion jobs plan. Here's Majority Leader Harry Reid.
We're going to propose to pay for this important jobs legislation by asking people who make more than $1 million a year to pay 5% more to fund job creation and ensure this country's economic success.
Although that's not likely to change the gridlock in Congress. In the past, we're expecting actually at any minute to hear the Nobel Prize for Literature announced this morning. Asian markets are mostly up. European indices are up. Futures are up right now for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,940. The S&P opens at 1,144. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,461. Remembering Steve Jobs, thinking about the Nobel Prize for Literature and the war in Afghanistan 10 years ago, we'll take a look at some disgruntlement and worries by veterans that perhaps the war might not have been worth it. But we begin with a look at Steve Jobs.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.